The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Do you know what a harlequin is? A harlequin's role is to serve. It's nothing without a master. No one gives two shits who we are beyond that.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Ducey, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect, and you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are reviewing the newest movie from the DCEU universe, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. Already, that kind of threw me off, but we're going to keep going. We got some special guests joining us, a friend to the show, Eric V from Dead End Gaming. How you doing, sir?
What up, y'all? Doing all right. Appreciate it.
And we got another... She ain't a special guest, but she ain't been on here for a while, and we always are glad to have her presence, Ms. Naturally Nay. How you
hello,
doing?
Hello, hello, hello.
Everything been good with you?
Everything's been wonderful.
How the little one?
The little one's perfect.
You ain't got a lot of us, but okay, we'll move on.
I mean, it's coming from a mother's mouth, but yes, he's perfect.
All right. So let's jump right
in. Mike will be joining us.
Yeah, what I do.
Yeah, Mike will be joining us. He, running a little bit behind.
Yeah, we'll get his quick synopsis.
Yeah,
I'm sure. But yeah, let's jump right into it then. So the film starts off with like a recap. I think this is, well, first of all, what did y'all think of? Did y'all like the film?
Did you like it, Eric? We'll start with Eric, then we'll go around this way.
Sure. No, not really.
I saw a tweet that you had that gave me that.
What did I say?
You were saying that I'm getting tired of cutscenes.
Oh, no, I was talking about gaming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was talking about video games.
Oh, you fuck, man. My brother. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Finally.
Yeah. No, I was talking about Mega Man X7. Okay. But, yeah, the movie, to be completely transparent, I pulled a Ken, took a couple naps. You know what I mean?
Wow.
The shit just, it was like during the second act where it was just like kind of dragging for me. And, fell asleep out that bitch, man. I don't know. I came in with lowered expectations, and I still came out a little bit disappointed.
What about you?
It's not a bad movie, but it's not a movie that I would go. I'm not in a rush to see it. I would prefer this to like a Netflix film. Mm-hmm. Like I would love to see. This is like an A plus on Netflix, and this is like a B minus for me in the theater.
Okay.
My go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like Eric. I had low expectations going in based on the commercials and the trailer, and I came out disappointed. I fell asleep in the first act.
Damn.
Damn, so did.
Dang.
Was on me?
Yeah.
I absolutely do not like this movie.
Really?
No. Next.
I guess I'll be that guy.
Nah,
I'm just playing.
I'm about to say, ain't no way in the hell.
Hey, y'all.
I was like, you about to surprise the shit out of me.
He really don't know when he's trolling.
Nah, this movie was absolutely terrible.
Absolutely terrible. So it starts off with like a recap, because in my mind, I didn't know this is technically what, I guess, the sequel to Suicide Squad? Because it follows right.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, because they said it.
It felt like it.
It's sometime after that, the movie, the first Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it's the same continuity.
So sometime after that, and the Joker breaks up with Harley, and she's out in the streets, and that's where we kind of pick up as far as they do that animation, you know, summary. And it's just basically...
Which I knew we were in trouble.
I didn't like that either for some reason. Though it's based off a comic book, you would think it would make sense.
Immediately.
But it didn't. I could tell, like... I didn't have
like,
low...
like Powerpuff Girls or some shit.
Yeah. I never watched that. I never watched it either,
but I've seen clips and stuff.
Yeah,
and that's what it kind of reminded me of. It didn't remind me of, like, comic book type...
Spider-Verse.
Like Spider-Verse, but I know y'all don't like it, but Quentin Tarantino did it in Kill Bill.
Oh, yeah.
But it was comic book-esque, right?
Well, it was more anime.
Yeah.
So it kind of, and it was based on, like, you know, Japanese type of film.
Right.
So, yeah, it makes sense then for this, like, the first question I really got for y'all was, like, how did y'all feel like the way the movie was telling its story? And did you feel like it was all over the place?
Mm-hmm.
It was intentionally all over the place, and I got it when... I forgot what part. It was towards the middle of the movie when she went into the police station.
and started shooting shit.
Yeah, they started. Oh yeah, so let me take y'all back all the way wet.
So that's then when I fell asleep.
Oh, okay. They're trying to tell the story in the way that Harley Quinn will probably tell the story. So it was intentionally all over the place. They just didn't do it well.
Right.
But I didn't necessarily feel like we were in the mind of Harley Quinn because of so many other characters we had to focus on and double back to, which didn't make sense because she wasn't even close with those characters like that to know their backstory. You know what I mean? Like, cause
didn't know their backstory either, really.
Well, because she was like, I introduced this character. Oh, hold on. Let me tell you about her real quick. It kept going back and forth. And it was like, I understand doing the cutbacks and shit and flashbacks in the beginning and maybe towards the end. But throughout the whole film, like even in the middle, it's like, that's just doing too much.
Well, I think they had to stick with it. Like, if that's what you're going to do, then you can't just abandon it halfway through. So, I mean, I'm okay with them. Because I think at some point they got to where they wanted to get to, where, all right, we're done with all the cutbacks and all this other stuff. Now let's just get straight to the movie. And we're just going to finish this.
It confused me because I didn't know, is this a Birds of Prey movie or is this Harley Quinn? Like, is this about them or is it
about
her?
That's a discussion to be had.
Birds of Prey and a fantabulous life and an emancipation proclamation of, you know, Harley Quinn. They were trying to do a Deadpool thing, and it just didn't work as well for me. There was some action scenes that I liked. Like, there's things that I like about the movie. I don't think it was that funny. I wasn't, you know, engaged. I didn't care about Harley Quinn as a person. But,
really?
Yeah. Nah.
So you didn't like her Margot Robbie's performance?
She did a good job as Harley Quinn. I don't know. Harley Quinn is just annoying to me. She did a good job at being Harley Quinn. And Harley Quinn is annoying. So.
Damn, why the hell you see the movie?
I mean, oh, shit. You said, hey, you going to see Birds of Prey? Come to Fans for Second on Monday night.
I'm just saying, you make it seem like I don't even fuck with that bitch, but I don't know why you asking me shit.
I gave her a chance. I gave her my $13 matinee. Shit.
But like, it's just like, for me, because it was
speaking
just like.
Speaking of $13, man, I feel like I wasted my money.
You want to see an IMAX?
Yes.
Yeah. Why you keep doing that, man?
No, you can't.
That's
how I
see movies.
Yes, yeah.
That's how
understand.
I see movies. I mean, but, you know, I don't know. That's how I watch movies now, unless something happening to where I can't.
Damn,
you know?
Every movie?
Every.
Yeah, I'm grown, man.
There's certain movies.
What the fuck? Yes, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm grown-ass man.
All right, big baller, man.
It ain't even no baller shit. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm going to go see the movie now.
I'm 100%. We've talked about this before.
Every movie ain't worth that.
I'm right there with Rod.
For real?
I cannot see a movie like... It has to be IMAX. I'm all about Dolby Cinema right now.
Yes, if I had Dolby Cinema, that's what I'd be watching.
Give me the recliners. I go to IMAX as my secondary option. But back to what you were saying about the.
But yeah.
How did you feel about this one? As far as it was
colorful. Well, I said this for a reason. I feel like I wasted my money this time. I was like, man, I haven't felt like that in a very long time going to a movie, and I felt that way with this movie.
So the thought I had halfway through it was very similar, except I went to the matinee. So I was saying that I'm glad I didn't go pay full price that night because me and the wife, we were going, but we couldn't find a sitter. Mm-hmm. So we were like, all right, we'll just go 10 a.m. that morning. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, thank God, because that was going
to
be.
I always go to matinees, or I try to, just because.
So you're
like,
just going to fight the coins regardless.
Yeah, I'm going to save the coins regardless. Yeah. And usually you can do that at any nice theater.
Well, anyway. I like matinee because I like to have the rest of my day.
Yeah.
That too, yeah. And you needed, I would, yeah.
And you needed your whole day to get over this film. Right,
man. It's not even a get over thing. It's just like, that was a waste of time.
Mike is here. I'm sorry, Rod. I didn't mean to cut you.
No. I'm just saying, that was it. It was a waste of time.
Mike
said, I ain't gonna waste your time. It was a waste of time.
Mike, your thoughts on the film. Did you like it, love it, hate it?
Overall? I didn't hate it. I think, luckily, when I was leaving yesterday, Rod totally lowered my expectations even more than they already were at. So I walked in expecting some bullshit. But, I mean, it felt like a DC comic book movie. It was corny. It was cartoony. It was goofy. There was 13 different plots trying to go on at the same fucking time. But that's what I expect.
So I'm going to ask you what you asked me. Is it better than Suicide Squad?
I'm gonna give it a
yeah. It just feels like an extension of it.
Yeah, it's the same movie.
I think it's the same.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, it's like the same.
And it's weird because I was thinking of that too. Because especially like how tied to it to Suicide Squad it is, and then it's anticipating the new Suicide Squad with I think it's what Taika Waititi doing that one.
Oh yeah.
Or
I think it's Taika Waititi.
No. It's the
James Gunn.
James Gunn. Yeah, he's doing that. It's like, how are you building this universe up or this world up? if this is like, because she was the one of the best parts of Suicide Squad. That's why everybody thought like, okay, she's getting her next movie. And then we see this, yeah. And it's like,
I like the alligator guy better.
Hell no! Hell no!
I don't watch the whole movie with the alligator man over this bullshit. What the fuck would y'all talk about?
What did y'all think of?
Don't turn your back on me, Ken.
Hold up, man. Hold up. Before we continue, I think this movie is better than Suicide Squad. Like, Suicide Squad is so, like, darkly lit, and the CGI is terrible, and the villain is awful. Like, this is a lot of bad shit about Suicide Squad.
Speaking of villain, what did y'all think about this villain?
Black Mask?
Black Mask.
Was he the villain? Yeah. Like, I mean.
What you mean by that?
Like, it's like he came out of nowhere. Like, you only saw him in this mask once. Like, you only saw him in.
What did the mask do? What was the point?
Not nothing, but hide his face.
He got scary.
To go back to the comic.
He was scary.
In the comics.
He wasn't fucking scary.
At all.
It just showed how much he loved. Black folks.
It was Black History Month. It was blackface instead of.
Is that what it was? I don't know. He had an infatuation.
A black face and some horrible suits. That's what we're doing.
Some people over there, some what? Aborigines, and he had all kind of shit from.
He
all
damn
over
sure
shit.
Did.
Yeah,
he did.
That's what that was supposed to be.
He's supposed to look like this.
No, he did, but that's not what he was going. Ooh, that would have been worse. But that's what that's shown up look like a black ass skull.
Yeah, that's how he's supposed to look. But that's why they
they couldn't do that.
Yeah, they couldn't.
They couldn't do that because y'all would have been mad as fuck.
I mean, but that's from the comics.
It don't matter.
Yes, I would have.
If he came out with a black skull, y'all would have been mad as shit, and you know it.
I thought it was more about black face, not black skull.
But his black face is so black it went all the way through his skin and went to his skull. Y'all would have been mad.
Yeah, probably.
What you about to say, kid?
He was telling the black woman about all this shit he got. His little.
I've been fetish. Telling her too. Her little fine ass. Who's she?
That's Jussie Smollett.
Journey Smollett. Yeah. Bell.
Didn't he? Man. I think he called her.
Oh, Mike.
Cause she's 18, man.
No, she's not.
I'm fucking with
my oh, Jesus Christ! That is not funny, man. Oh,
Smollett Bell, right?
But she was young though. She's not 18.
Mike was like, I already had these thoughts.
I know. We done had sex like 12 times, got married, had about 3-4 kids. Man, in my head, oh Jesus.
Like, damn,
I cannot see the little girl now. Because I always seen her as a child actor.
She's from East Bayou, the little girl from East
Bayou. She was in Great
She was in Roll Bounce.
Yeah.
I definitely ain't seen no goddamn Roll Bounce.
Oh, you missing out.
Yeah,
Roll Bounce is that shit.
That's
shit.
Interesting. Okay, well, she's still fine. I don't care.
No, I'm just saying. I get it, but I still see her as a child.
But Black Mask as the villain, I thought he was interesting, but I thought they could have done a lot better with him, especially like.
What was he interesting? When? When was he interesting?
When he was interesting as
he
far
liked
as.
The movie, by the way.
I'm not surprised.
I didn't say I liked it. I said it's not bad.
Here he go.
You said A minus on Netflix, B minus in the theater.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. B minus is good, man.
Yeah.
That's passing.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. That's saying it's
like,
not
that's,
bad.
You don't
that's A, B, honor roll.
Well, because like, I really like a lot of the action scenes. And I liked.
Just honor roll with distinction. Like,
dude, the fight scenes were trash.
You said the fight scenes were trash?
The fight scenes were fucking trash.
The police station, you didn't like that?
No.
Where she was shooting them with the fake
like
bullet
the police
thing?
I was like,
you're talking about when they were in the cage, right? When she broke out Cassandra Cain.
When she was beating people with the gun?
No.
Yeah, like
in the water.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
talking about both. She was hitting
when
them with
the
beanbag.
So
with the cartwheels.
Yeah, because she ran out of bullets, so she was beating them in the face with the
cartwheels.
Yeah, that was trash.
I did like the bat. You know,
the bat was worse. What?
When
she threw
the
bat, the bat bounced to hit him. Y'all are lame as hell.
I did like the bat. I did like the bat. I like the bat.
I didn't drive in the rain listening to y'all defend this shitty ass.
I'm not defending.
I'm the only one. Everybody else hated.
I said I like the bat.
Just the bat. That's it.
Just like the bat.
Okay, Ken's good.
I'm with Ken. The bat.
Nick and Mugga. I don't know.
Man, fuck the bat. Fuck the
beanbag.
I'm with Rob.
The beanbag shit was so crazy to me because it only had one beanbag per like reload.
What the fuck was she shooting beanbags?
Cops got guns. Right. Fucking pepper spray.
They're just waiting, like waiting on her to shoot him with the gun. Like,
why was it? I fell asleep during that part. Why was it a beanbag?
I didn't get that either. Why didn't she just kill people?
That was because she's crazy and psychotic. So she.
But she's shooting people with beanbags.
Because she's supposed to be. I mean, you guys already know. So I don't want to say that she's a female. And I know the Joker killed people, but he went a different way of killing people. I don't know why she went in there with confetti.
But that's my point. She didn't kill anybody.
It didn't make any. She killed some people, didn't she?
But I'm saying no. At the place.
Oh, at the
police
station.
She didn't kill anybody.
No.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she killed the cops.
She killed people like when they were that final battle.
No, I'm saying in the police station. I think she killed the last guy. She didn't kill anyone else, and then at the end, she had to shoot the last guy in the head.
So why? I don't know.
Bro. What else you about to say?
Well, I was just saying, like, I thought Black Mass was somewhat interesting just because of the fact of, like, I wanted to see how villainous he was. I wanted to see how dark he was. Because, like, in the
comic. Did you ever see it?
I missed that part. Was it after the credits?
I don't remember.
Nah, that.
Because I walked out before the credits.
Bro, me too.
I ain't never did that.
I was like,
superhero feel.
I turned it off.
When he was cutting the face off.
He didn't cut him. That's the point.
Well, he initially, I mean, he the boss.
See, he was like, ill. He said ill and walked away. Ill? What kind of villain says ill?
Samuel Jackson and, you know,
bruh.
Yeah. Well,
the whole thing was that it felt flat because they were trying to show that he was the male version of Harley Quinn. Like, he was all crazy and you didn't know what guy you were going to wear. He's very loosey. We've seen these type of characters before in movies. Yes, I'm gonna be so loose and wild, but you'll never know when I'm gonna snap, like he did with the girl on the table.
That shit was funny.
I understand that. No. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not
frustrated with you. Yeah, it's Nick.
He never did any of the things that he was supposed to do or that I felt like they were trying to convey. Mm-hmm. That's why it just fell flat because he did not scare me at all.
Oh.
Like, even when.
The only one that was intense was the table one because it was just uncomfortable to me personally. But that's it.
I thought it was funny. Even, I thought it was funny because he told the girl like dance like.
But that was just real weird. It was just goofy.
That's why I was like,
okay, I get it. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I liked his. He was like charismatic, but in a villainous way, and I wanted to see him like get.
It seemed like he was supposed to be the Joker.
Yeah,
and he was really bad at it.
Yeah,
and it wasn't believable.
Yeah, Harley Quinn. I don't even know if she fought Black Mask, but he just wasn't good. And y'all know that was Obi-Wan.
She damn sure did.
I didn't know that.
Of course.
Until after the movie.
Who's damn sure what?
She damn sure didn't even fight his ass.
Wait, how did he die? I don't even remember.
He got blown up.
The little girl who gave her the grenade.
I got your ring. Well, she kicked him off the cliff.
I got your ring and then something happened.
I stole something from your house. What did you steal? I stole your ring. Why'd she even say all that shit? Just pull the ring out. Hey, I pulled the grenade. Like, why is there all this?
Like, boom.
You had to show chemistry between the two.
What chemistry? She just pulled the thing up and said, hey, there's no chemistry.
That was a bad line.
Did y'all feel like the little girl was useless?
I liked her. I liked the little Asian girl. She was cool.
But it just wasn't enough.
People are upset because apparently, she ends up being Batgirl for a while. And the real comic book people are upset that they rewrote her story to be this little girl. Because apparently Cassandra Cain is like one of the best martial arts fighters in the DC universe.
The little young girl?
In the comics. Yeah, she's a badass. Like, she don't even talk. Because she was just trained from birth to be an assassin. And like...
The little Asian girl that pulled the pin.
Mm-hmm. In the comics, she's supposed to be like a super badass.
Why do they do stuff like that?
I don't know.
Why didn't they just name her something else?
I guess name value, maybe because you could branch that off to something else.
All you're going to do is piss people off.
She's not going to be no Batman. I'm not trying to be mean or nothing, but... How's she going to be Batwoman?
Yeah, that was a bad decision. I don't know why they did that.
He's stupid. Is Joker dead?
Kung Fu Panda.
Did he die?
We not doing that. All right, my bad. Nobody shaming on this podcast while I'm sitting at this table. We not doing that.
Is Joker dead at this moment? Did he die?
He didn't die. They just didn't have him in there. Like, they referenced to him, but they just didn't have
because
him.
Because I was trying to. Because he made a comment. Black man's made a comment like, I'm the. Y'all fucking stupid. Turn your microphone, bro.
He put the battery in my back.
He called that little girl Kung Fu Panda.
She called me Kung Fu Panda.
It took a minute.
That's a racist ass.
Oh, no.
Mulan.
See?
Oh, no.
Let's stay focused
on
the movie. You got to give people substance.
Fuck. What am I talking about?
Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, where was he?
Joker dead. No, he's not dead.
All right, so yeah, because Black Mask made a comment of being like the man in the city or whatever. I'm like, well, how are you the man in the city if Joker's still around?
He may be just locked up. Like, you know, yeah, Joker do his little stints every now and then. So
remember, he was in jail from Suicide Squad.
But they were still scared of Harley Quinn because they thought
he could still, like, tell people, like, yo, go get this.
So if this man going around talking about he the man in town, Joker ain't having that shit, even if he in jail.
Joker wouldn't really care about that, but he would care about Harley Quinn.
That's why nobody fucked with her, and that's why she was doing
I get that. It's just...
Man, you know Jared Leto was bad. Wasn't worried about all that.
Did anybody else laugh at that scene where Doc
Snow?
Where y'all are evil as hell, man. Nick, what scene? Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
When Doc snitched on her ass, and then he just started packing his shit up. He was like, "How?" He said, "I got enough money to go get a little shop."
That was bad. I don't know why they did that either.
That's why I said no, because I didn't laugh at any moment of this fucking movie. That's how I knew the answer was no.
I did laugh, but I can't remember what part it was.
Cause it was just funny. Cause it was like he was like, "Oh yeah, this is my little, this is a homie. Like I love her like a daughter." As soon as she,
as soon as they
put the gun in his face, he was like, "Yup,
my
right
belly,
upstairs.
My belly and eyes were fine after this movie."
Well, he said he got paid, so he was like, "Yeah, it's so much money. They're offering me too much money, so I'm a bounce."
I'm okay. So now that you're talking about that part, was I the only one that was confused about that fucking hyena? Where the hell did he go? And then he came back at the end.
Untouched.
He ran at the fucking bomb, and the bomb blew up, and he just
vanished. And then she couldn't find him.
But then she found him at the end.
And he a big ass hyena.
Who the hell can't find a fucking hyena?
Right. It was so many holes in this movie.
What point did it start dragging for y'all?
At the beginning.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And we already talked about that because that little cartoon shit they did.
That shit was stupid as fuck.
Oh, and the musical part.
Oh yeah, that almost made me walk out. That almost made me walk out.
Remember she started singing about the diamond or whatever?
When she was getting smacked around by a black mask. And
was I asleep?
Harley Quinn.
That's when I was asleep. Yeah.
I don't remember.
She was on stage.
She was in a red dress.
When she was doing the diamond was the girl's best friend.
I didn't really get it.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this for?
Yeah, I didn't get the purpose of that.
Well, I thought it was more of like she may be hallucinating as she's getting her ass beat.
But they weren't really beating her that bad.
He smacked her a couple times.
He smacked her a couple times. She's supposed to be Harley Quinn.
Blinking like it was a damn concussion. So I was like, all right.
I was confused. Yeah, I was going to ask y'all about that part. I thought she was.
I knew that was in the film because it's in that video with Normani and Megan and Meg Thee Stallion. But I was really hoping it was like maybe like an after scenes thing where he was just doing something stupid and doing a musical thing. Like for it to actually be in the film, I was like, oh God, yeah, that was bad.
Extra.
Did y'all like any of the other women in the movie as far as
Rosie Perez? Yeah, she did her thing.
Rosie.
So stupid, guys. So stupid.
Her shit made no sense.
It made no fucking sense.
How was she beating the shit
out of her? That's what I wanted to know the whole time. How is she like 50 something now?
I mean, I'm not even worried about her age. It came out of nowhere.
Mahogany. Like, not Mahogany. I'm thinking about little fucking Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I'm like.
The detective.
Yeah. But wait, didn't somebody say something about her? No, that was her saying something about somebody else's mama. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get how she
she was connected to Black Canary's mama because they used to work together. That was that connection. Yeah. And obviously she knew Sandra Cain because she always get locked up. Or in trouble. So I think that was just like another piece of glue to put all this stuff together.
Rosie Perez was worthless.
Yeah, to answer your question, no.
You didn't like Huntress?
No. Oh, I liked Huntress. I liked her.
I liked Huntress.
Why was she so awkward?
They didn't do anything with her.
Everybody's awkward in that movie.
And they should have, and I think they
it's like they made her purposefully awkward.
She wasn't around regular people.
So you can't talk like...
I think if they had spent more time on her story, because the movie was only an hour and 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. If they had made the movie 2 hours and spent more on her story,
it would have been worse.
I would have liked her story more.
This shit was an hour and 30 minutes?
It was an hour and 38 minutes.
I'm actually with Mike on this. I was more interested in Huntress than anybody
else. Me too.
At first until she started talking.
Well, that's because it's the way they wrote it. Like when they tried to, like when they wrote, like when she was revealing who she was, and they were like crossbow killer. That like stupid. That joke didn't land.
Yeah.
And but I think overall as a character, like you know, I think she was dope.
I can agree with that. It's just the way they do. I feel like the writing was horrible. The writing was horrible. Like any opportunity they had to have a good character or have some sort of depth, it's like they lost it in the writing.
Yeah, because Margot killed it. Like
she's a good actress. I mean, even Ewan McGregor, the dude who played Black Mask, he's a good actor. Like they had good Journey. Like I liked Journey, and I was happy that she was going to be in like a mainstream action film. And I was like, the girl you like. But then I was like, well, damn, they fucked her opportunity up too. And she already got a shot against her because of her brother. It's like she ain't never gonna get another movie now.
What you think? I was, you know,
was
what
her
I was thinking
that bad.
No, the movie was that bad.
I don't think the movie. I don't think the movie. But the thing is, I don't think other people think the movie's that bad.
They don't.
Which was surprising.
That's the only reason why I wanted to go see it. I was like, well, it's getting good reviews. Like, people are saying that it's good. So maybe it's just the previews. So you don't know what's going on, really.
Do you think they're doing that only based off of? Because like you said, the acting performances weren't bad. Mm-hmm. The story was. Mm-hmm. So like, and sometimes people review movies based off like, do I like this actor or not?
Yeah.
You know. And
I think the writing and direction was bad.
And the editing. There was a lot of things that they, like the editing in it that was like stupid. So, yeah. Like 1 minute y'all running out the store with a whole grocery cart, and the next thing you walking into the store, into the house with grocery bags. Like, nigga, where?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
Like, what the fuck
is that right now? My biggest gripe was that towards the end, that battle scene when Black Canary finally started.
Yeah, like who?
I'm like, when did it happen? Like, this goofy...
Where was that power earlier?
Exactly. We had to go fight 100 niggas.
For what? Outside. You could have screamed them all away from the gate, and we could have hopped out the goddamn from when they had the little girl on the toilet.
And then Harley, like, and then Harley over here getting pushed by the she just covered her little ears and she get pushed. I'm like, all right, this movie.
How the hell
this.
Was she roller skating?
On her back
to catch the back.
That's what I wanted to know. That's
and then
what I
she jumping
know.
Off holding in the motorcycle. Front.
The backflip. Remember the backflip?
Oh, the backflip was tight now. The backflip on the roller skates was tight. And when she flipped in the window and kicked that dude in the face.
That was from Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it sure the fuck was.
Yeah.
It sure the fuck was.
Yeah, I didn't know how she was crawling around the car. The car was slick as hell, but she was just grabbing onto it. She was Spider-Man. I'm like, damn, what can't this motherfucker do?
I was waiting for Black Canary to use that power. And I think, you know, for them to wait that long for her to do it was supposed to be this big moment in the movie.
And it wasn't.
And it just like it made it look the stupid. Intensity of them kind of, you know, closing in on them, we didn't feel it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think if we felt that more, her finally using this power would have came across a lot better.
And those villains don't look goofy as fuck too.
I'm trying to figure out how the detective came in there drunk as hell and couldn't fight.
But then
got
all of
knocked
a sudden,
out the window, came back and was sober as shit.
That's Rosie Perez.
I mean, if I fall out a window, I might get sober too. So.
I'm about to say the same thing. When's the last time you was drunk?
Or not get up.
You fall over, you're going to sober up. Mm-mm. Then when they shot her ass, she woke up then.
Well, hello, Wonder Woman bustier on this bullet.
That was the best part of the whole movie. Oh, Jesus. I didn't know it. I mean, shit. When they ripped her, I was like, okay, Rosie.
You didn't know?
No, I knew, it's been a while. I didn't know if they had dropped or something. Hey, boy, I'm older than you. You know I know, goddammit.
Shit. You just make sure you forget.
Talk about it, bro. I know about that fucking dance routine and the fucking
ice cube.
I know about the ice cube, mugger. Don't try to.
Try to make sure your memory ain't bad.
Hey, it ain't that bad.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, hey.
So the ending of it, did y'all, was that satisfying for y'all? Did y'all think he was gonna die?
Nothing about this movie was satisfying.
You mean the way he blew up?
Yeah,
like
I didn't expect him to blow up. Like
I mean, thought it was funny. I was like, oh, I didn't say oh shit.
Yeah,
I didn't say oh shit.
That was
like,
pretty funny.
I didn't, but I don't think they really should have killed him.
Yeah. Because he's a big villain in the comics.
They should have killed him because he didn't do shit.
Yeah, he didn't do shit. Yeah.
He didn't do shit. He needed to go.
But they could have fixed it, though. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he is, like, to Nick's point, he is a big villain in the comics. So he could have had a recurring role. I wouldn't have been looking forward to it, but I still think they would have had that guy. They may make somebody else Black Mask. I don't know.
Is that the only villain that team has?
They have more. They're more like... I think detectives in the show too, like they be throwing at least the ones that I read, like terrorist plots and government conspiracies or something like that.
They do like mid-level crime. You know what I'm saying?
So does she come back to this second Suicide Squad?
I think she is coming. Got to, yeah. I think she is coming back
because she is the most popular character from Suicide Squad.
Well, I mean, what I mean is she left the first Suicide Squad group with Will Smith and the Alligator Man.
Yeah,
and then she. Found this one.
Yeah.
And then she left this one too. So at some point, is she going
to
just circle back?
Oh, when you
back?
Say found this one, you're referring to the Birds of Prey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the group. I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, she was with Birds of Prey for a while. I don't know if she went back to the Suicide Squad.
So Birds of Prey is just them three?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the wackest team of all time.
There's more.
Like, yeah.
There's a little bit more, but like technically, yeah. For this
they have other members that come in and out. So it's like a team of
these are the starters.
Not really.
How is this a team? And can't nobody fuck
them
up?
So if it's not the starters, why?
Yeah, because it was Katana. It was Katana. It was Batgirl, Poison Ivy, and I'm missing Black Canary.
Those were the four. Black Canary, Rosie Perez, and the fake ass Hawkeye.
The crossbow
Huntress,
killer.
Crossbow killer.
Huntress was a part of member, and then I think Harley was a member too.
What do we expect moving forward with this? Do we see another Harley
Quinn? So I think that's a good discussion to have, because like this was supposed to be their moment. This was supposed to be their movie. They have this character, Harley Quinn, who became really, really popular among white women.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was like white boys. They just thought you were
probably,
hot.
Probably but she both. Don't really
no,
wear
it was
a
girls,
lot
period.
Tight
yeah.
clothes and stuff like that. Remember so why would the white men? Yeah, but not out. The way they normally do, you know, female characters in comic books.
I thought more so than any of them was.
Yeah.
She does have some costumes that are like.
Yeah, she don't wear real, you know.
Let me look again.
Research.
Anyway, but yeah, she typically wears stuff like that, but not like the bathing suits.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, not
right,
that, yeah. Which is what boys would tend to go towards. But she was really, really popular, and that's why they thought it would work. I think they had a feeling that Birds of Prey wouldn't work as a movie, so we're going to do Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of Harley Quinn. Yeah. So people that like Harley Quinn obviously would go to it. With it failing at the movie theater, with nobody selling it, with nobody going to watch it, I don't know if they're going to greenlight another one because it's not making money.
So this is flopping.
Oh yeah, it was the second
lowest performing DC movie behind.
Wow.
How was your theater when y'all went? Because y'all
empty.
Didn't go
empty.
Empty. I know yours is empty. You went at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I was.
And we went at night. We went at 8:45. Empty.
It was like okay. Two or three people in there.
Oof.
It was sparse.
Okay.
Like it wasn't packed at all. Yeah. It was just like
there was some people walking in after we sat down.
Yeah, it was like maybe 10 people in the theater. Yeah. Quite honestly,
I think they messed up is I think they just should have went with Harley Quinn as the lead. This is the Harley Quinn movie.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even realize that it was another whole group until I went to the movie. Like I thought it was the Harley Quinn movie.
That's how they did it.
And
it
I thought, was. Yeah. So I mean, I think way. People, I people didn't think that.
I kept seeing Birds of Prey, so I think maybe because I. Read the comics.
Yeah, maybe because you're a comic book fan, but it's somebody who didn't read the comics at all.
Like
I really, yeah, I really thought that was just the name of the movie.
Yeah, I had a feeling she was going to be like the main character, but I'm just thinking like, just scrap Birds of Prey altogether. This is Harley Quinn, or this is the Emancipation of Harley Quinn, and just sell it as that because
it wouldn't matter. Can
yeah,
you?
I don't think it would.
I don't think the outcome of like the story and the
it
movie itself.
It
would have
brought more people to
but
it.
I, yes, I think people would have been flopped. A little bit more interested. I think a little bit more people would have been interested in.
Well,
going.
I think to your point, I think they want to make up where people may say Marvel fucked up at as far as their like women superheroes and you know stories about women in comic books and just try to like. Build that roster off quickly. Like, let's do this Harley Quinn Birds of Prey so then we could do another sequel to Harley Quinn and also do another movie with Birds of Prey.
Or just
like,
Birds of Prey. That's what I thought they were
you know what I mean? Like,
do.
just let's get our roster filled up quick.
They're trying to check off the woman box.
Exactly. And lately, another conversation has been brought up is, like, these action movies with female leads they've been up and down. Like, you get a Wonder Woman, you get a Captain Marvel, but then when Charlie's Angels comes out and this movie comes out,
well, you can't put Charlie's Angels in there.
But I'm just saying, like, but
not with superhero movies.
But I'm just saying, like, but these are like action led.
But this is the first one that's really flopped, though, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes,
Captain Marvel was a success.
No, it was a success.
Yeah. Wonder Woman was a success.
This was better than Captain Marvel. I bet Harley Quinn would beat the shit out of Captain Marvel.
Would it be that good?
but like the Marvel model, I think would have worked because we're just gonna introduce you. Well, you already knew Harley Quinn, but here's the Harley Quinn movie. Mm-hmm. At the end, then you bring in all these guys and say, "Hey, now here with these are the Birds of Prey or whatever."
Because
they never even said their name, right? They never even said they were the Birds.
They said it at the end. At the very end.
Okay. Yeah. But you could have did that, and then people would have walked away and be like, oh, man, I wonder if they're going to do a Birds of Prey movie. Now you already told us there's a Birds of Prey movie built around Harley Quinn. So it's just the setup was wrong.
The setup would have been wrong either way, man.
The movie wouldn't have been as good, but I'm talking about just the setup to get people. Now,
think about it. Like even the setup, like after seeing this, something like this, you're not interested in the Birds of Prey. They're just not interesting enough.
I
They're not.
I don't know if we are.
Nobody.
Okay, so
I don't know. So I gotta hear.
No,
like,
well, because no one else.
General public. Now, there's not a lot of people going to see it.
But right. That's why I say that's the reason why I agree with your point. They put Harley Quinn in this. This is really a Birds of Prey movie that just heavily features Harley Quinn because no one really knows who the Birds of Prey are. So, like, how can we do a movie that will check off the box, superhero box that we want to check off, without having this character?
And see, and I see it the other way around.
And I think what Taraz's point is that this whole movie makes you really, like, want to be like, where's Joker at? Like, why can't we see that interaction and what is he up to?
I didn't really.
And that's why, because well, for me, it was just more of like, because they kept referencing him so much, it was like, damn, are we not going
to
see him?
But that was just
to
kind of lay out, like, the movie and what the movie is. But then she's heartbroken, mm-hmm. You know.
But if that's the case, then what story could we have told about Harley Quinn that would have been interesting?
Why
without
didn't they
connected
talk
to Joker?
About how she started? Like, we have no mm-hmm. idea why.
But that has
Harley
to feature
Quinn
the Joker.
No, it doesn't.
Because that's why that whole cartoon in the beginning was about how she started.
The Joker would have had to been in it because that's how she
became Harley Quinn. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This all of her things revert back to Joker.
Well, then fine. Then do that.
Yeah, they didn't do
oh,
that.
I see what you're saying. She could do
like a prequel.
Joker, like a Joker thing. Mm-hmm. Like where he wasn't Joker until people made him Joker.
Right. Like,
so you start off as the person that's not Harley Quinn and exactly. then she turns into Harley Quinn.
Because that's right. interesting how this woman that has this PhD goes
exactly.
in,
yeah.
mm-hmm. talks to this guy and just totally flips out and just falls madly in love with a psychotic killer.
That would have been a much yeah. more interesting story.
That's a real ass fucking story for women.
Yeah. But that brings me to the point of
you
why
damn
I think
right.
This, no, absolutely. But
you
that
find the wrong nigga make you go plum crazy, kill everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a really good story, but that's a darker story, right?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah. Even though this was rated R, still though
it was. But
for
it does,
cussing,
yeah, for cussing. That's
right.
It. Yeah. But I think that's what I. The more I think about it, I think that's the problem with this movie. I told Nate this. It just came off silly. It didn't come off funny or anything, and it didn't come off serious. It just came off as a silly movie, and I feel like it's missing like a dark element to it. Like I think they missed the mark with direction on this, and tried, like you said, go the Deadpool route, where they should have went like a darker route with this story. Mm-hmm. But I think if they went a darker route with this story, it would have been a lot more entertaining. Like instead of that fun gun, have a real gun. Mm-hmm. You already made the movie rated R. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So just go all the way in with that.
But I feel like, and that's why with this Harley Quinn character, the way they try to represent it, it kind of was, it confused a little bit me because it's like, she's with the Joker, so she's done villainous stuff.
Oh, she does
so,
fucked up shit.
But why are they trying to make her the hero? Like, for her to have empathy for this, like, Harley Quinn would have traded off that little girl off rip, you
know,
if it meant to save herself.
Hmm? Yeah. I didn't see her as a hero in this movie.
That's how they kind of made it at the end.
She definitely was.
Yeah, like to save the little girl. She sacrificed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was fucking doing the roller skating tricks for to save the little girl. Yeah. She wasn't trying to get the
all of them was acting like that little girl mama.
But then she felt bad like right afterwards. Oh, I know what part I laughed at. I'm sorry. I know my brain's gone. I know what part I laughed at. I laughed my ass off when she was paralyzed and she was stabbing up her arm. And when Rosie Perez came back in the window, she was still like, yeah. And she got a couple more licks in.
That was funny. That
I
was
laughed
funny.
My ass off, and I was like, damn, that's the only time yeah. I laughed throughout that whole movie.
Yeah, I think that's the only time.
Were you rolling your eyes most of the time?
No, I wasn't really rolling my eyes. It was just...
I
fucked up,
I
huh? yeah, I wasn't really rolling my eyes, because again, I didn't hate the movie. This is what I expected. I expected it to be lame. So cool. it didn't really bother me that much.
I wish I had your expectations going.
There. I feel you.
Well, you know what? I didn't have high expectations.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. You had low expectations.
Have it. Even with low expectations, I still didn't like it.
Because I think I said this movie was going to be terrible.
Yeah,
but
you did.
Well, I thought Margot would do enough to carry it.
Right,
you
I did
know?
Too.
And I think she...
You don't know DC like I know DC.
No, I'm starting to learn DC.
But why did you think that?
Because she's a good actress.
Yeah, because I respect her.
But not good writers.
Yeah, if it's a comedy movie, like... And she doesn't ad lib like that.
You saw
they got to write
Squad.
Funny shit.
Yeah,
for
I saw Suicide
did
Squad.
Did she carry that enough to make you be like, damn, that was okay?
No, she wasn't. But she wasn't what it was on. It was on Will Smith.
She didn't carry it enough to say, oh, this is okay. But she carried out. Enough that she go. Stood out, and it still made people be her for Halloween, and little girls like yep. her, and everybody want to have 2-tone ponytails. Like she still had enough of a presence on screen to make you remember her, which is why I thought she might actually be able to carry this movie because it's not like she's a bad actress. But yeah, if she don't have the material to work with, or if they fuck it up in the editing room. Then I mean, what can you do?
I never thought she was strong enough to carry her own movie.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That's why I thought this was going to be whack.
When you say she, Harley, are you talking about Harley or the actor?
I don't know shit about the actor. Okay. I just know Harley. When I watched Suicide Squad, the only reason she jumped out
was because she was some cute little white girl and she was acting crazy. Mm-hmm. That was all it was for me. And when mm-hmm. I thought about, oh, you know, everyone loves her, it made sense. It made sense. But then when they announced that she's going to have her own movie, I was like, oh, that's going to be bad.
Her having her own movie made sense. I didn't really know until after the fact that she was selling all this merch and that she became this sensation. So I think kind of going a little bit back to what you were saying, like the direction. Yeah. So if you know all of these teens and these kids are navigating towards Harley, why would you go in the R-rated direction?
Right.
You can go to the more safer route to appeal to them.
Because that was the first thing we said. We were going to take our youngest daughter.
Yeah,
she's 13. But we were like, well, wait, it's rated R. Maybe we need to see it first.
I was going to actually take the youngest on a date because my oldest, she don't really care for like superhero movies and shit. So I was like, yo,
but
you Bri
is
go,
into it.
Go to the movie. She's like, I was like, did you want to see Harley Quinn? She was like, eh. I was like, damn.
Kendall didn't want to see it either. Which, I mean, I understand, but I was still.
And she was hurt for Halloween one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she still didn't want to see it.
It's a cute character, even if the movie sucks.
Exactly.
It's a cute little character.
But she's into superhero films.
Yeah, she can't wait for Black Widow.
Yeah,
That's going to be an interesting comparison.
It's going to do well.
But I don't feel I'm not nervous about Black Widow. I don't know why, I'm just not.
That movie looks like hard-boiled ass.
Did you not see that Russian guy?
Bro!
You talking about,
it fits a little tight.
Yeah,
the guy from Stranger Things. Yeah. If you don't go find 11, man. Get your fucking ass out of here, bro.
Man.
Nah. Nah, he got to get out of that negative zone or whatever.
He should have stayed his ass in the upside down.
Yeah.
Chunky ass. I'm like, this shirt is fire.
I think they're trying to take advantage of people being upset that Black Widow died, and they're going to be happy to see a movie.
You know what? I think it's the opposite. I think people are they making up for the fact that like Black Widow should have been got her movie, because I think at the end of Endgame, no one gave a fuck about Black Widow dying.
That's
like,
not true.
No, I don't
that's
think a lot
not
of,
true.
I think a lot of people did not care. Like they, I've heard a lot of people say like they didn't really.
My daughter cried.
That's not true, Nick.
Yeah, that's
I've heard a lot of things because I thought it was a big scene, but for some people, it's like, nah, I don't know who she is. Like
you,
every
you
other,
talking to some heartless niggas. It was a thing.
People were, I didn't care, but people were very upset about Black Widow dying because I mean she was
like one
of the main women in the team.
But
she was like you brought Gamora back. Why you ain't bring
right?
Her?
Yep,
the green bitch.
Well, Gamora.
They didn't technically bring her back.
Well, what they're saying is that they found a way to bring her back on screen.
Mike, you're right technically, but think about how regular people think. So
you're right.
Yeah, you have to.
You're
take
right. It's Black History Month. We celebrate right. Gamora than Black Widow.
Gamora ain't black.
She's
green.
Goddamn.
She's black on the inside.
Yeah, she's a person of color. You're right, Rod. You're right.
It's not person of color month. It's Black History Month.
We gotta
month.
Be inclusive, Nay. she the Negroes of space.
So y'all not interested in anything moving forward with DC?
No.
I'm never interested in DC. I just go watch it.
But like, Joker was DC though, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Well,
so, yeah, but it was different.
Yeah, it was
different.
Really
that was different.
And they had to over-explain that this
That's
ain't got
real
shit to
movie.
Do with DC. This is my own thing.
Right.
And it's Joaquin Phoenix.
So
I'm interested in stuff like that.
I would see Aquaman too.
I didn't see Aquaman 1.
Just because, I mean,
okay.
I like the Aquaman.
Yeah, you like that dude. That's
damn
all it
right.
is.
I still have a twinge of hope for Wonder Woman,
don't
but this really. This
yeah,
really.
1984.
No. Bro, she's swinging on fucking lightning.
That was dope.
Yeah, that
she's
took me out.
That was dope. That I don't care. She a goddess.
She can do that.
I don't care. She a goddess.
That's his Nubian white queen.
Don't invite him back. Don't invite him back.
Wait, she was swinging on lightning.
Swinging on lightning.
It was at the end.
With a last.
With the lightning.
Come on, Mike. That's metal as fuck, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I mean, I guess it kind of is, but no, I'm not supporting
like,
this.
Mike, I thought the same thing. I was like, they got this bitch singing on lightning. I'm like,
why
all
she
right.
Got to be a bitch, Nick.
That's not Nick.
Why she got to be a bitch, Nick?
It looks dope too, Rod.
I thought it looked dope.
I'm going to watch the trailer when we get
her
done with
swinging
this.
On
here's,
lightning?
The thing, here's the thing. That they pull up.
Yes.
Up.
That's something you ain't never
yes.
seen before.
Here's my thing. That,
we
Ken,
shouldn't see that.
Ken, let me tell you.
I mean, Ken said, look, there's a reason we ain't seen it before.
Anything that has like 80s type of stuff in it, it pulls in my heartstrings. It did it with Bumblebee.
Bumblebee was good.
Yeah, but Bumblebee was good. No, I'm saying, but you know, it had the 80s influence in it. This had it's called Wonder Woman 84 or something like that.
1984.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh shit, that might could be interesting.
But is there a reason she
but goes you didn't
back
explain the lightning part?
Oh, I said the lightning part when she had the lasso and shit, because that shit can do anything. So it can do anything.
Did can it? I never knew what it could.
Nah, this shit
I thought it could tell the truth, and that's it.
That's what I thought too.
But ain't it made out of some goddamn fire or something?
But lightning don't stay striking long enough for you to swing on it.
But when Wonder Woman swinging,
maybe it's
it
not the
fast.
Lightning. Maybe it's the invisible plane.
And it's also with
it's in the movie. I'm looking for the trailer.
And,
now.
I don't know, but it got to be. I need an explanation for this lightning.
So DC's still figuring it out. That's what we're saying.
So here's the thing. I want to talk about this too. The positive response that it received from the critics and what started out by the people. Now, those numbers have started to kind of come down a little bit from when I looked yesterday. Wow. So I think it went from 80 to like 67 or 60 on Metacritic. I think it went from like 8-something to 6.7 by the critics. So the score is starting to drop.
They tried to boost it up for the first week.
I was about to say, that seems so, like, did they pad pockets to make their money back or something?
They don't do that. You know, they've been getting in trouble. Not really in trouble, but, like, the studios have been getting called out for doing this kind of thing where all you really need is a bunch of employees to go do reviews because they're audience reviews.
Facts.
I would be more looking at it if it was the critic reviews that were high. Were they?
And the
critic
reviews
They were high. That's how I was like, they must be paying somebody.
So I think this is, so I don't know if, because the trailers were bad, right?
Y'all
don't,
yes.
Okay. Right. So I don't think the trailers would have been enough to get people to probably go see it the first week.
No.
But maybe word of mouth. Maybe people were like, I'm going to wait to see what other people say before I go. So maybe if they hear people.
Right.
That's what got me.
Not us. Say that it's good and the critics are good. Maybe people will go see it and maybe the numbers will kind of start to go up. That's what I'm interested to see. Like, are the critics and the word of mouth, is that going to be enough to send the movie up? And if so, that may give them room to create another.
This made me realize that, and I've been thinking about this for a little bit while, critics mean shit when it comes to movies like this. Because I've seen a lot of good reviews, but then when you go into it, it's like, why the fuck did they even rate this that well?
I mean, there's a lot of critics that I trust and watch, and most of the time, like, agree with a lot. Like, I guess I can say I keep it on the same level as, like, Dead and Hip Hop for reference or whatever. And they gave it, like, great reviews. So I'm like, okay. And then when I went and saw it, I'm like, well, like, what did they see? Like, I don't – and y'all know me. Like, I'm kind of, like, optimistic about
but
shit.
But that's
I'm
why, like – but, like, you see, but, like, nah. Most movies that come out that are fairly new or, like, almost, like, original – like, they'll have that Rotten Tomato, like, they'll keep on showing the score. And I'm like, why do they keep doing that? Like, do people actually care about Rotten Tomato, like, as far as their...
Yes, the people who don't know how it works, for sure.
But now I'm real... But it doesn't translate, as you can see, with movies
well,
that
Well, that's what I want to see. Because I think there are movies, like, some people are like, yeah, I'm going to wait for somebody else to see what they say before I go watch it. There are movies that exist like that. Maybe the positive response that is received outside of us... May do that for this movie.
It did it for
the movie. It got me.
It got Nate.
Because I was watching the preview, like, this is going to be some hot fried bullshit. And then I said, but it's everybody's saying it's an awesome movie. And maybe, I said, okay, maybe.
So it got you opening weekend. So I wanted to see
it already flopped.
There are other people.
It did.
You saying that might drive people away from going to see it too.
I mean, obviously it didn't work very well because on a Saturday night, the theater was empty. So I don't think it worked. I don't think it works for regular people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, people who might seriously be into film and be like, oh, okay, well, I might have an interest for whatever reason, maybe because I'm into DC, maybe because I'm into comics, and I see that it's getting reviews, it might catch a couple people. But in general, I don't think it works.
What about...
Unless people they know say it's dope.
Do you think the timeline of it could affect it as well, as far as it being in February and maybe not
there's
like a
no competition. It should have helped it out more than ever.
It really
should have. That's the thing.
It'd be different if it was like summertime and there's a bunch of movies that I could go see instead of this one, but that wasn't the case.
And there was some other movies. I can't think of them off the top.
I think maybe
of
because
head.
Of the weather, because it was like a snowstorm in Georgia. Yeah, I don't know.
So I mean, like, I don't know if the weather, because like, I'm trying to understand, like, again, why did this movie not do well but also get great reviews?
You know, it flopped in other states besides Georgia, right?
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, like, this seems like it should have been more of a summertime or fall movie.
I think it goes back to what Ken was saying about the way they promoted this, like as Birds of Prey instead of Harley Quinn. It's almost like they led with Birds. They did lead with Birds of Prey, with Birds of Prey, and Harley Quinn was like an afterthought.
See, I didn't get that.
I didn't
thought
either.
You didn't get that.
But I think if you were into DC, you would, and that might be enough to deter you. And then if you aren't into DC and you're just a regular moviegoer like me, the previews just look bad.
But the previews look like it was going to be a Harley Quinn movie.
But it still looked bad.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I'm saying, I don't think the whole, like, they led with Birds of Prey would have turned regular people off.
I don't know, because, like, just think about, like, Search, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it comes up if you're looking at like Flixster, like the app where you can see movies or whatever. Like, it says Birds of Prey.
Yeah, but I thought until that shitty movie was over, I thought it was just called Birds of Prey.
Like, that was the title of the Harley Quinn movie.
Yeah,
the Harley Quinn movie's name is
right. But what I'm saying is, why not say Batman? Why not say the Joker? Like, though, like you,
I thought they were being creative.
At, that's yeah. what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you got space to be creative in this movie.
I don't think anybody outside of actual comic book fans are going to look at that and say, oh, this is about a team of people called the Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
They're going to look at that and say, oh, this is a Harley Quinn movie with some other people.
Nah, I disagree too.
Regular people?
I didn't know at first. I didn't know this regular person thought that. Me too. If I would have just saw Birds of Prey and didn't see any previews or anything, I would have known it was a Harley Quinn movie.
Nobody's going to go see it with no previews. If you saw the previews and you saw the poster,
I mean, I don't know who the bitches are.
But what was on the title?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know who Birds of Prey are because I don't watch DC.
But it says Harley Quinn right under it. So you think
in some squiggly lines.
But Harley Quinn is all over the previews.
What is bigger? What words are bigger?
But the picture of Harley Quinn.
But the words don't mean shit to me because I don't know who they are. All I see is Harley Quinn.
But you're reading Birds of Prey.
I don't know what that means. That means that this movie is called Birds of Prey and it's about Harley Quinn.
Nobody knows the team of people is called the Birds of Prey but you, because you read those shitty comics.
Okay.
You still stuck on DC. Okay. But nobody else knows that.
Okay, you look on Google, right? Without pictures. You're just looking at the regular Google.
Who's doing that?
I'm just saying. You may.
Go with it. You got a point. You got to ride it out.
Just DC imagine, writing
you got to ride it out, Mike.
Imagine, Mike. It's 1998. You're on dial-up internet.
Right,
you
right.
Can't load any
you got the big-ass fucking computer.
You
I got
just
got
to ride these things out.
Phone,
I don't get
your
where
phone
you're going.
Is off.
I'm
going to call if you on the internet.
I'm going to let Rod
go. You got it, Rod.
Right. All right. So let's think about which one is more effective, right? If you named it Harley Quinn and you saw Harley Quinn, or you name it Birds of Prey and saw Harley Quinn, that's a simple question.
On that part, yes, A.
And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You have more leverage when it says Harley Quinn and you see Harley Quinn.
But the motive, no, but that's not y'all's argument.
I thought you were done. Right. I lied. So depending on where you are, it could be effective. And that's just advertising 101. You wanted to be consistent with everything.
Sure.
That's all I'm
saying. I get that. Yeah, but what I'm saying is I disagree that if you see a poster or a trailer, which is how people go to see movies, they don't just Google and look at the words and say, oh, that word sounds cool. They see a poster or they see a trailer.
When it comes to movies, yes. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it comes to movies. Mm-hmm. So if I am a regular person that knows that DC Comics are shitty, unlike Ken, and I don't read the shits, if I see Birds of Prey, and it has Harley Quinn's face. It's like, oh, okay, cool. It's a Harley Quinn movie.
But think about it. It could be like Suicide Squad again.
I do know.
I didn't think of that.
I do know that DC movies are shit. They're my sci-fi.
I get it.
I just read it. But look, man, this is what I want to say. I know Harley Quinn is all over this cover, but that shit says Birds of Prey.
Yeah. I don't know that means.
It don't matter. That's the point that we're trying to convey.
No, it's not the point.
It's not the point that y'all are trying to convey. The point y'all are trying to convey is seeing the words Birds of Prey is going to turn people away. And we're saying it's not.
Because it's about Harley Quinn.
And it has Harley Quinn on the damn.
But what if you didn't just flat out know that, though?
How would you not? Unless you ain't got eyes. The only one that doesn't know is Stevie Wonder and fucking.
Even if I don't know who. So let's say I don't know who Harley Quinn is. Let's say I don't know who Birds of Prey is. I still see this crazy bitch with two different color ponytails doing cartwheels on my TV screen. And that looks interesting. I'm going to go see that.
But like this. When I asked Bree, did she want to go see Birds of Prey? She was like, what's that? I was like, oh, the movie has Harley Quinn in it. Oh.
Exactly. But you're talking to her. But if you showed her the poster, hey, Bree, do you want to see this? That's Harley Quinn.
But if he would have said, do you want to go see the Harley Quinn movie, it would have been
fine. I'm not arguing that part. Y'all are arguing two different things. We agree with that part.
Okay.
At this point, we know, I believe we know why it was called that and had her featured. It's because they were trying to do two birds, one stone. No pun intended.
Yes, you wrote that down. He's been waiting all night.
My hands right now.
He's been waiting all night.
I didn't even know what to do with my hands.
Man. Throw that cookie.
I'm just saying, like, they were, like, they just try to do too much. And it was obvious from the jump, them there in this movie, that they were trying to put as many things into this as possible so we can branch out. This was supposed to be the seed that branches out, but it ain't shit.
But anyway, let's wrap up.
Yeah.
We got all right. Stuff to do.
So I will say real quick, the only DC movie that I do want to see, did you ever read Blue Devil?
Mm-hmm.
When I watched the Swamp Thing show, there was a Blue Devil poster in the background. I kept meaning to ask, are they going to make a Blue Devil movie?
I don't know.
I would be all over that. Other than that, I don't give two fucks about any DC characters.
But yeah, so yeah, this is our thoughts on the DC universe and the Harley Quinn movie or Birds of Prey movie. Let us know in the FPS Podcast Reddit thread what y'all thought about this film. What are y'all anticipating from DC, if anything at all?
And yeah, we'll just try to thug it out for the next one. So that's us for this week. We out. Peace.
Bye. Peace.